はい、ジャパニーズポット101でございます。おはよう東京、こんばんはニューヨーク、こんにちはロンドン。
おはよう、ヨハネスブルグ。
夏子です。
タケです。
Peter here, and we're back with another lesson. タケさん、今日元気ですか？
もちろん元気いっぱいですよ。夏子は？
私もすっごく元気ですよ。ピーターは？
私もものすごく元気です。Okay, today we have a very interesting lesson. Again, back to the dating.
Dating again?
Dating again. What we're gonna do is speed dating.
Yes.
Bachelor will have 1 minute or so to impress. Who are you going to be today, Natsuko?
Miss Fujisawa.
And what kind of person is Miss Fujisawa?
You gotta find that out.
All right, I can't stand the suspense any longer. Without further ado, here we go.
はじめまして、徳永です。
はい、藤沢です。年収はおいくらですか？
500万円です。
まあ、悪くないですね。あなたの年収は前の人より高いですけど、やっぱり1000万くらい欲しいですね。
でも、貯金があります。
あら、そうですか。でも、前の人はあなたよりハンサムです。
は？
身長何センチですか？
178です。
うん、悪くないですね。あなたは前の人より背が高いですけど、本当は180センチ欲しいですね。やっぱり不合格です。あ、次の人お願いします。
もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。はじめまして。徳永です。
はい、藤沢です。年収はおいくらですか？
500万円です。
まあ、悪くないですね。あなたの年収は前の人より高いですけど、やっぱり1000万くらい欲しいですね。
でも、貯金があります。
あら、そうですか。でも、前の人はあなたよりハンサムです。
は？
身長は何センチですか？
178です。
悪くないですね。あなたは前の人より背が高いですけど、本当は180センチ欲しいですね。やっぱり不合格です。次の人お願いします。
次はピーターの英語が入ります。はじめまして、徳永です。
Nice to meet you. I'm 徳永。
はい。藤沢です。
Hi, I'm 藤沢。
年収はおいくらですか？
How much is your yearly income?
500万円です。
5 million yen. About $50,000.
まあ、悪くないですね。
Not bad.
あなたの年収は前の人より高いですけど。
Your yearly income is higher than the last person's.
やっぱり、1000万くらい欲しいですね。
But, just as I suspected, I want 10 million yen.
でも、貯金があります。
But, I have savings.
あら、そうですか。
Oh, why didn't you say so?
でも、前の人はあなたよりハンサムです。
But the last person was more handsome than you.
は？
は？
身長は何センチですか？
How tall are you?
178です。
178 centimeters. About
5'11. 悪くないですね。
It's not bad.
あなたは前の人より背が高いですけど。
You're taller than the last person.
本当は180センチ欲しいですね。
But I really want someone who is 180 centimeters tall, about 6 foot.
やっぱり不合格です。
Just as I thought. You didn't pass.
次の人お願いします。
Next person, please. Oh, Fujisawa-san, you're too cruel.
What a girl.
What a girl. But you made it look so easy, Natsuko.
Really?
Either you're a good actor or it comes natural.
Well, I'm not so picky.
Okay, let's get into today's vocab. And yes, our vocab guest, Natsuko-san, who is our vocab guest for the day?
今日のゲストはヨシさんです。
こんにちは。
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 よろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。
こちらこそよろしくお願いします。ヨシ、great to see you here. Natsuko, how unusual for you to be with us from the beginning.
Oh, yes. Sometimes I'll do my part.
Now, I would like to meet Fujisawa-san.
Oh, are you sure?
I think so. Something about her.
What?
I don't know. Yoshi.
I don't think I'm good enough to meet her.
All right. Lots of vocab, so let's get right in. First word, Natsuko, onegai shimasu.
年収.
Annual salary. Annual income.
年収. 年収.
Now, Natsuko, what are the two characters that make up this word?
年.
Year.
週.
Something coming in. So, the thing that comes in yearly is your annual salary. Okay, what are some other words associated with these characters?
収入.
Income. And, Yoshi?
月収.
Ah, you'll hear this one a lot.
もう一度お願いします。
月収.
Monthly salary. Natsuko-san, let's ask Yoshi-san his monthly salary.
Yoshi-san, 月収はおいくらですか?
勘弁してください。
Yes, how much is your monthly income? Is this kind of...
I don't think that's a really polite question.
I ask it all the time.
Really?
Right after, how are you? That's why I think I should meet Fujisawa-san, because we would get along very well, very direct.
Now I know. Yeah, I'm sure.
And what did you just say in Japanese?
勘弁してください。
And what does this mean?
Please leave me alone.
Yes, but it's a very polite way. It's not, it has that nuance to it, but it's more of, I would like to refrain from answering or like, please, let's change the topic. It's got a very polite tone to it, right?
Hi. Yes.
It's not like, get lost. Oh, that was good. Recently, someone asked about us bringing a video camera into the studio to film to see what it looks like. I think we really should have Yoshi's faces.
Yes. 勘弁してください。
The many faces of Yoshi. Okay, next.
貯金.
Savings.
貯金. 貯金.
Okay, let's ask Yoshi about his... All right.
勘弁してください。
I'm sorry, Yoshi. Natsuko, she's... You like that, right, Natsuko?
I knew you were going to say that.
you've been in the studio too long with me. Now, Natsuko, what are the two characters in this word?
貯.
Which means?
To store.
To store. And what are we going to store for savings? Think about it. Next character?
金.
Money. Storing money equals savings. So this is how the Chinese characters, the kanji, work. They represent meanings. You combine them together, get a compound, store money, savings. Again, this word is very easy to say, tough to do.
I'm right.
Next.
Handsome.
Good looking.
Handsome. Handsome.
And this comes from the English word, of course, handsome.
Yes.
Natsuko-san, is there another way we can say this?
Yes. かっこいい.
Good looking. So, handsome is used for just guys, or can it be used for clothing or girls too?
I think just guys.
All right. But かっこいい can be used for?
Anything.
Yes. Next.
次は身長.
Height.
身長. 身長.
Natsuko, how can we ask Yoshi-san How tall he is.
Yoshi さん、身長は何センチですか？
はい、170センチです。
Okay, Natsuko さん、one more time the question, please.
Yoshi さん、身長は何センチですか？
Yoshi, how many centimeters is your height? Is a direct translation. So instead of saying, how tall are you? They ask, how many centimeters tall are you? Again, centimeters. So for everybody out there in the US, we got to get out the metric system converter. Yes, it, I just know my height. Okay, and then the answer is...Yoshi-san?
170 centi desu.
170 centimeters. What's the word for centimeters?
Centi.
Centimeters. Now, you're going to have to do some conversions here because it's all 100. 100 is 1 meter, and then after that, 70 centimeters. How tall is 170 centimeters?
I think I'm about 5'7".
Yeah.Now, Yoshi-san graduated from a U.S. university, so did you have a tough time converting when you went to the U.S.?
Yes. All the time.
Yeah. But just for you to know that when they're asking how tall you are, how many centimeters tall are you? So you got to know at least your height in centimeters. So before coming to Japan, do some quick calculations or get a quick calculation card somewhere out there. Let's go next.
次は背。
Height.
背
Yes, it's just one syllable. The whole word is just one syllable long. One more time, Natsuko.
背
Say. Kind of like stomach, which is?
胃
Yeah, these body parts seem to be very easy to say.
Yes.
Okay, Natsuko, how can we say someone's tall?
背が高い。もう一度お願いします。
背が高い。
Height and tall. So your height is tall. You are tall. And what's the opposite?
背が低い。
Your height is low. You're short. So there's no direct word for tall and short, but it's description of the height. Height is high, you're tall. Height is low, you're short. All right, next.
次は不合格。
Fail. Failed exam. Rejection. Oh, that hurts.
Yes. 不合格。不合格
Example, please.
Yoshi さん、例をお願いします。
昨日の試験は不合格でした。夏子さん、もう一度お願いします。
昨日の試験は不合格でした。
I failed yesterday's exam. Ah, high school days.
Makes me nostalgic.
A nostalgic feeling.
Makes me depressed.
Now, one of the major depressing things out there is getting, well, we talked about the college entrance exam. Now, Natsuko, how do we say to fail a college entrance exam?
大学入試で不合格になりました。ヨシさん、もう一度お願いします。
大学入試で不合格になりました。
Now, when this happens, how do they notify you about this? I don't really want to do this word, but we got to do it anyway. Natsuko.
不合格通知
Yes, now the first part of the word we had already, which is?
不合格
Yoshi-san, what's the second part?
通知
Yes, notification. You don't want to see that. Now, what's the opposite of fail?
合格
To pass. Now, fail is based on the same word as to pass. Just in the front, there's no or not. Not passing. But vice versa, if you pass the test, it is...How can we say we passed yesterday's test?
昨日の試験は合格でした。
Nice job. And passed the entrance exam to college.
大学入試に合格しました。
And what kind of notice will you get?
合格通知。
Yes. All right. So that's going to wrap it up today. Again, stop by JapanesePod101.com. Leave us a post. Check out the forum. Again, the Learning Center. And above all, the line-by-line transcripts. I'm going to have fun tonight replaying Fujisawa-san.やっぱり不合格です
じゃあまた明日ね
またね